Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch. Listen, your girl's tired, but I made myself a promise that every Wednesday I'm going to be dropping an episode. So, tonight's episode is featuring my man, my business partner, my everything. Hey. Hey, boo.
What's up, guys? My name is Trey Valor, and I feel great. I feel good being on this podcast.
Man and, of many talents.
Ooh, stop it.
We ain't gonna flex up.
Stop it.
I'm just stating the facts. See? So, baby, what you want to get into first?
Let's just start with our mindset, clearing our mindset, kind of trying to like remove negative energy, channel our energies. How do you feel about, you know, the different energies that's in your life right now currently?
I think for the most part, as far as like relationships, it varies because sometimes with the energies, I'm around positive energy when I'm with you. You inspire me, you motivate me. And I feel like as a couple that we do that for each other. Outside of that though, it'd be mad negative shit going on. And I'm trying to be serious, guys, but I'm just being completely real. Like I always tell you guys, I always speak from how I feel, my point of view. And, you know, this is somebody that has came into my life and just, like, motivated me. Like, and I've always been the type of person to push myself, but to have somebody genuinely really want to be there to support you and vice versa, the shit hits different. Let's talk about it. But outside of that, you know, I'll be surrounded with mad negative energy. You know, like, yo, real shit. My mother just called me. My turtle is missing. And she didn't call me to tell me that the turtle was missing. She was calling because she didn't want the turtle to be in her bed. Let's talk about it. So, when it comes down to different things, I want to be serious now. When it comes down to it, I feel like I have surrounded myself with people and I've shared genuine energy with them.
Yeah.
And it always gets diluted with the negative fuckery. And it bothers me because when I really put my effort into something, and I'm speaking from platonic and an intimate relationship, and it's not reciprocated, I feel some type of way because it hurts my feelings. Some people be able to brush it off, but it's just like, why the fuck people can't be genuine? What happened?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Our generation is fucked.
Super.
What the fuck? Like, seriously. Super. Like, a bitch can't even keep friends.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I realize is, with the people that you choose, the people that you hang out around, you have to kind of basically evaluate them before you really say, hey, you know, before you really try to fuck with them or try to, like, keep them around you. Like, and that's what I started doing, you know. I started doing that about a year ago. And I started to see what does this person have going for themselves. Because one thing, you know, this, with this world, you know, we gotta benefit each other, and that's how that's how the world works, you know. So friendships, relationship, whatever, we all gotta benefit each other, and that's how you keep moving. So if I'm looking for a friendship, relationship, or whatever, that person has to have something going.
Well, you ain't
for
looking
themselves
for no relationship no more.
But I'm just saying, general speaking, you know,
for,
at least, yeah. But when you're looking for some, when you're looking for a friendship, you gotta really evaluate how the person is, mm-hmm. from their characteristics, what they do on their own time, because a lot of times you have people that are complete losers, and I'm sorry to say, but they don't do nothing with their lives. They're, you know, just sitting at home blaming the world for their failure, when we live in a world where you can literally just go on your computer and make money.
Facts.
Everybody has a smartphone. You can just go on your phone and create a YouTube channel. You can go on your phone and get an Instagram, build your following, and, you know, companies will basically pay you just to basically model their shit, or do they just for you doing you, or just for your page. So there are many different ways to really progress, and a lot of people are blaming other people, or blaming the world, or blaming their, you know, current situation for their failure. They saying, oh, I live in this place, so I probably will never get out of this place. And then you got the people that's so comfortable. I can never be comfortable where I'm at.
I kind of cut you off though, right? Excuse me, guys, for coughing. I have allergies, not the coronavirus. But on a serious note though, when you say that, like for me, I'm a person, I've been working. I always tell people I've been working since I was 14, but to double back, I've really been working since I was a kid, because I modeled as a kid. But I didn't, you know, my grandmother was collecting checks.
It was fun. It wasn't work.
Yeah, my grandmother had to sign my checks. I didn't have no responsibility. But as far as people just being lazy to the point where it's just like, you gonna just settle for anything? Mm-mm. I've never been the type of person to just settle for anything. Now, don't get me wrong, my life is not perfect. Mm-hmm. I've had my ups and I've had my downs. And there's times where I've been up and times where I was like flatline. But I never folded. It never broke me. It made me stronger. Some people go through little things, and the thing about it is, we're all different. We all gonna, you know, I don't wanna get into that, but everybody handles things differently.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. And I feel as though us as young people, older people, middle-aged people, that pushing yourself is everything. Like, I push myself until I can't push myself no more. Like,
definitely. Got to.
That's just me, though. You understand?
Yeah.
Some people, they be like, okay, I can't be begging nobody to buy me a sandwich from the deli.
Yeah.
No. That shit is crazy. I feel like after a certain age, I feel like once you hit the age of 17 or better, what you say, baby? Your face is screwed up.
I would say, you know what? Because some 18-year-olds are going into school, so, you know, and there's some people that can't juggle school and work and all of that. There's some people that do it. There's some people that's built for that, and that's all they know. There's people that don't have the means, you know, to basically not work and just go to school.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You ain't never had the means and made it happen by finding a way to get the means?
Well,
and I'm saying,
if you're in a school, you're going to school, and you're trying to get yourself to a better point, and you just have this, like, you're going to school and you're trying to, you know, learn something to better your life. And then when you're done with school, then you got to go do what you got to do. Like, I'm cool with that, you feel me? But if you're not going to school and you're literally just sitting your ass down in the crib, you need to find a way to get it.
There's always a way to get it.
Always.
Let me tell you something.
Always.
I remember the first time I tried to get it, I made a lemonade stand. I'm talking real shit though. Anybody that knows me, they know I be getting to it. Mm. I don't mind working 7 days a fucking week.
Facts.
to get to it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I always tell people, I don't even care what you do.
Yeah. As long
we keeping shit under wraps, but I'm just saying, there's always a way. There should never be an excuse for you to be at a point where you're healthy and you're not able to have any type of revenue at all. That's laziness. And I feel as though our generation now, well, I don't know what they would call my generation. Because I don't consider myself a millennial. I'm not a millennial. However, I know maybe 8 out of 10 people that I know, they get to it. And then the other 2%?
But that's who you surround yourself around.
That's another thing too. See, No shade. But I've been around motherfuckers who I've helped, who I'll be like, listen, let me get, I'm preach. Now, you mean to tell me a week later or so, what happened? What you do with that? Because I know to flip my shit.
It's not even, it's, you know what, it's not even, I don't even count money. Fuck money for a second.
Okay.
When you put people up on game, because I could get money and I'll spend it on something dumb. Anybody gets money and you gotta spend it. Fuck it. It's just what you know. Now, if I come to you and I say, hey, look, I have this opportunity, or I could put you onto this opportunity. You got to do X, Y, and Z. And the outcome is this. There's a lot of people, you know, their mindset is so fucked up that they don't even, like, we're so focused on it now that, you know, it's just like, what the fuck are we doing? We're so focused on it now that we can't even think about the future, or we can't even invest into our future, or, you know, do things for our future.
Like, listen, I remember when I got hired to be a rehabilitation practitioner, and I was doing skip training. Mm-hmm. And the instructor, he was basically like he was a part of the program that I was working with, but he was into the stock market, right?
Yeah.
So it was me and it was this girl, I forget her name. We was just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. But side note, he was Black, African American, and he heard two African American young women talking about something. And we wasn't really, like, privy to the shit that was going on. We were just talking about shit that, you know, that we kind of had an idea about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, we was talking about stocks. And this is before you put me on to what you put me on to.
Yeah.
But we gonna keep that like
keep
that.
Keep that on a low.
We gonna keep that like that. Listen. So, we talking, just having a conversation. So, we had skip training or whatever.
Yeah.
We having a conversation. Why the next day he brings us some books? So he brings her a book and he brings a book for me, because he heard me say that I don't know nothing about it. So for you guys that don't know, and I'm gonna have to break this down, because some people are just ignorant to the point where it's just like, listen, I ain't gonna double back. I'm gonna just get straight to it. There's a book, I don't know the author, I can't remember all of that shit, but it's basically for dummies, but not in the sense of you being an idiot. It's because you have no knowledge of it, so they quote unquote put it for
dummies.
And it can be for how to start a YouTube channel for dummies, mm-hmm. how to learn stocks for dummies.
They literally got a book for everything. How to
But it was the one for stocks.
Yes.
So he, we didn't, I didn't converse with this man. He overheard me and Shorty talking. He brought her a book and he brought me a book. And he brought me a book so I could learn from scratch. So now the little bit of knowledge that I learned from that, I passed it down. Can you hear me? I passed it down. Not a lot of people's doing that. You know why? Because people want to be greedy. They want to take the information that other people has taught them and they want to keep it for themselves.
Suppress it. Yep.
Now, this is my issue. Us as African Americans, I feel like our race in itself, we do not, and I repeat, we do not support each other enough. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even going to
try. You got to say that again. Rewind. Listen. Forward it back.
Pull up. Nah. Real shit. We do not support each other enough. And it's just like, damn. Have we been so brainwashed to the point where it's just like, listen, we have to fucking make sure that somebody's down for us to feel good? No. The Jews do it. The Indians fucking do it.
Yep.
And we ain't gonna talk about Caucasians. They get to it and they stick as a unit. But the thing about it is, okay, let me double back. Jewish people are considered Caucasian. That's just their race. Now.
Religion.
Well, Jewish is. Jewish is a religion. But the majority of them are Caucasian.
Yeah.
Because people from Israel are considered Caucasian, right? Or Mediterranean. What the Whatever. Fuck ever? Exactly. Listen, they ain't black, but and they support each other. That's the point that I'm trying to make. But forgive me, y'all, because I'm really tired. But my baby gonna get me right. And I just don't understand. And I've seen this throughout the years of my life. And I've helped. I've supported. I've showed love. And I've done it not to see it, you know, come full circle back to me, but just the principle behind it. And it's just like, niggas be hating for no reason.
Facts.
They be hating for no fucking reason. Why we all can't shine together? I just can't get that. Like, the shit fucks my head up, babe. Because it's just like, really? Why the fuck can't we all just win? And so even double back, I wasn't into the Instagram. That's not even my steez for real. And people who fuck with me and know me for real, they know that's not even my steez. I did it because I'm going to use my platform to help other people, to support other people like myself. I'm not on Instagram to be watching people's stories. I'm sorry,
subs,
babe.
Super subs.
It ain't a sub. It's not a sub.
You know who you are.
It's not a sub. But what I'm saying is I'm not there to watch people's stories and not support or fake support. I'm genuinely using my platform so me and other people that are like-minded can help each other and we branch off like that. That's what it's all about. But for some reason, our race and our generation, we just are so ignorant to the point where it's just like, listen, niggas rather zoe a motherfucker than take the money and flip the shit and make sure that, listen, we all good.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you gonna need that money after you zoe that.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
You know what's crazy? They zoe you, they take the bread. And what they go do with it.
They buy a chain.
Dumb shit. You know.
Niggas that buy a chain.
Crazy.
Wait, I'm tired, y'all. But crazy. For real. I'm going to talk it's about true. It tonight. It's true.
Buy some sneakers. What? Go play Fortnite. Put some bread into it. That's what they doing. Fuck. But, you know what?
What?
I...
Talk about it, babe.
I'm not going to say the specific situation. You already know what situation I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when that person did what they did, you know, I'm not going front, you know. It fucked me up a little bit because that person, I really had a plan for that person, you know. And the type of person I am, I'm...
You're going to be tight because I'm going to cut you up. That person had a plan for you, too.
Yeah, for a fact. You know, a grimy plan. But I actually had a plan to, you know, I did something last September, you know, September, October. I went to Baltimore and I copped the crib for $2,000. And that bread that Mans took and ran off with, feel me? You know, I was gonna put some bread in his pocket and I was also gonna cop a crib too. But that was gonna be his joint, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And niggas probably be like, oh, you sound like a simp or a bum ass nigga. Why you gonna give a crib to a nigga? This and that, blah, blah. Yo, one thing, when you look at all the celebrities that come up with their little posses and shit like that, what you gotta realize is they left the hood, but they left with a set of people that have been supporting them. The people that had they back. And those are the niggas that they give whatever they give. You feel me? Like, you see Lil Baby and his mans. You know, he gave his mans a nice little chain, got him a whip and this and that. And there's other artists, you know. They can't come to my head right now, but...
Favio doing that, though. For 800 foreign side. He doing that. I ain't gonna lie. I'm just saying. I'm just speaking the obvious from what I see. So, and go ahead, baby.
So, you know, the whole plan is to just like, you know, listen, if I support you, if you fuck with me and you support me, I got you. And that's how I expect you to act towards me. You know, so, and this really goes hand in hand with what we started with, is evaluating the type of person that you bring around you, what they're doing, how they're living their life, what their interest is. Do they really want to get out of the position that they're in, or are they too comfortable? Are they comfortable to stay in that position? Because one thing I will never fucking do is be comfortable. I'm always stressing myself. How am I going to get another crib? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? How am I going to build my empire? How am I going to progress my life? How am I going to get myself to the next level? That's what I'm thinking about. Sometimes I don't even sleep. Sometimes I get a little bit of sleep thinking about what's my next move. Thinking about what I'm going to do tomorrow. What plan am I coming up with tomorrow? How this label I'm about to start gonna end up? What car I'm gonna rent tomorrow? You know, shit like that, you know?
Wait, but I mean, I don't flex, and you don't, you be low-key flexing.
Low-key.
But when you say what car you gonna rent, we ain't talking about you renting a car.
No, just talking about me just... renting, like me purchasing a vehicle and renting it out to people. I don't rent.
We ain't talking about him going to rent a center to get a car.
Yeah, exactly. Rent a center. I never knew they had whips.
I'm tired.
I should hit them niggas up like they're yummy cars. Know what I mean, though. Enterprise.
That's what I meant.
She said rent a center.
Same fucking difference. But, yeah. But he's the pluck.
Exactly, like
he ain't going,
and that's another thing. Like life, the more you stupid. She said Renaissance.
Maybe we'll miss.
Yo,
I'm so tired, y'all. Like, but listen, we gonna get into it.
Yeah. So when she said I'm the plug, that's how a lot of the millionaires out there, they're the plug. Uber, he's the plug for the taxis. He created an app. Now you need him. You need his app just to order something, just to get you a cab or just to get you food. These people are basically solving your needs. And the whole plan, what you got to do to become rich, what you got to do to be financially free and be your best you is solve someone else's problems. That's how you become rich. Because whatever product you have, if it solves someone's problems, you winning.
But that's the thing.
But then you got to be determined to like really, go full fledged with it, you know?
That's the thing. And a lot of, again, like I said, not to double back, but I have to. Let me try to be serious. I'm giving y'all content because this is something that I'm passionate about, but I'm not going to be on here scripted. Like, nope. I'm always authentic with you guys. I always tell you guys my biased opinions, how I feel on things. My baby is here. He's somebody that I admire. He inspires me. And it's genuine. And to go back to that, you can try to help somebody and genuinely try to help that person.
Yeah.
And that person will just like completely like just fuck you over. And it kind of fucks with my head because now you have to really think about who the fuck they was raised around. And it becomes a cycle. It's based on what they've seen, what they've been around, what they're used to. Mm-hmm. So some of them don't even fucking know better.
Exactly. Well,
even, and then some of them just, they don't know give a
better.
Fuck.
Exactly. We all know better. We all know what we
can't
should.
Can't say we all.
Okay. We know what we should and shouldn't do.
Most of us.
We just rather be stupid.
Why does shit sound like a 40?
Yeah.
You don't pick that. But yeah.
They rather be stupid and they rather fuck up a good thing. Listen, all I could say is evaluate. And I'm not even talking about your friends now, the people that you trying to add into your life. Evaluate yourself, because you know what? A lot of us might be that toxic energy too.
Facts.
Because we may think, oh, nah, it is this person. But we might be the toxic person too, you know? Like, maybe some of your traits, some of the shit that you do, some of the shit that you be fucking around with, you know? It ain't it, you know? And you probably might have to, like, shift that, evaluate yourself. Kind of like, you know, look at all the situations you've been through or the friends that you don't even have anymore. And evaluate, was it me? Was I the reason? Was it something that I did? Or, you know, was it them?
Because, like, for me, I be cutting people off. And I cut people off and don't give a fuck about it because of the things that I've been through. And I've discussed that with my listeners before. And it's something that I'm working on. But one thing that I'm not going to tolerate is me being in a situation and I know the situation is not good for me and I'm just staying there.
Yeah.
Been there, done fucking that. I'm not doing that shit no more. And my listeners, especially the young ones, I tell you guys all the time, trial and error. That's what life is. I could wake up and be like, listen, I gotta do this, 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 and that. I might not even get half of that shit done. And it's not because I don't want to. It's just because shit happens.
Yeah.
That's like how we was talking about that shit. And you was just like, you know, that's why you don't plan shit, basically.
Yeah. I don't.
Or you don't tell people.
Well, backstory on what she was just saying just now. Earlier, I told her I don't really like to speak on my plans because sometimes when you talk about it too much, you build an expectation, and when it doesn't happen, it kind of fucks with your whole vibe and your whole mood and your whole energy. And then you come up with this whole mindset or feeling that, you know what, fuck this, I don't want to do it no more.
Mm-hmm.
So I try not to speak.
Or it don't work out that way.
It don't work out that way. And you know,
people too blasted bad mind.
Exactly. A lot of people like to you know, they like to spoil the energy. They like to talk bad on your name. They like to they like to, you know, throw bad energy. You know how they be talking about voodoo and shit? It's not necessarily that, but, you know, just the power of the tongue. You know, sometimes some of the things you say become a reality.
Yo, so I'm new to this Instagram shit, right? And Snoop Dogg, I follow Snoop Dogg. Because I like his little page and shit like that. And he was basically saying something like that. I can't remember if it was a meme or if it was just a regular post. Mm-hmm. But he was just like, you know, you got to be careful on the shit that you say, because the shit that you say could cast spells. That's why they call certain words and shit like that spelling.
Yeah.
People don't understand. Motherfucking shit be going over people's heads.
Yeah.
Remember what I was telling you? I was just like, X, Y, and Z, when the time comes, just let me rock out. I have to do that sometimes because for me, one, being a pretty black female, it's like a stigma. It's just like people keep you to a certain standard or look at you a certain way or assume that this is how you are.
Yeah. You can say that about skin tone.
That's light a whole skin. That is a whole nother segment.
You know, it's some, they say sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. Oh, light-skinned people, they take long to text, or they...
Yo, you can't be tight.
Or they be feeling themselves. all that shit. Y'all know the light-skinned stereotype.
Light-skinned laugh.
Oh. No. What's the song?
I can't remember. Yo, let's not.
Listen to Shy If I Fall in Love. In the first 10 seconds, you're going to hear that light skin laugh.
Fucking tight. But I'm glad that I was able to come on here and talk with my business partner, my mentor.
Boom.
All right.
Keep going. One more.
My everything. Hey. How about that?
Hey.
But yeah. And in closing, I just want to say, like, it's time for us as a people to really start evaluating, taking the time out and just trying. And I'm saying this for myself as well, because I've been guarded for such a long time. Why your face look like that?
I'm listening.
I've been guarded for so long, and I'm so self-sufficient that it can be challenging at times. But I'm willing to put my guard down and be able to work and support and be there for the people that are genuinely there for me. But if you're not, and you just there to watch my fucking stories on Instagram, I'm going to talk about it tonight.
You know who you are.
Listen, I ain't even going to go there, because I ain't giving nobody fucking clout. Not tonight.
Boom, boom.
However, comma.
Comma.
You're getting me tight. If you're just there to just see what's happening next, just know that the greatness will continue. And that's on period. So this was Talk with Torch. Oh, Shout out to everybody chasing a bag and everybody that is genuinely chasing their passion and want something out of life and want something from other people. I'm going to end positive because that's really what I'm about. I'm going to stop talking the shit talk, but I'm going to let y'all know at the same time. Stop watching my stories.
Boom.
If you're not trying to support me.
I wish I had that flex noise.
Stop it. Hey. The time that you're taking to watch my stories, perfecting something, please. Besides making kids. No, let me stop.
Listen, you got kids. The whoever she talking about, you got kids.
Listen, I'm saying on a serious note.
Boom.
We gotta get a sound. You annoying.
We need a soundboard for.
Can I close?
Go ahead.
Yo, I don't want you no more. And I don't want you to edit none of this shit. Deadass. Yo, my listeners is going to be fucking weak. Because, like I said, people who listen to me, they know me and they know that I could be a dickhead. But on a serious... on a serious note, it's really time for us to really, like, genuinely support each other. And I'm supporting and backing anybody who's really serious and genuine too. But if you're not genuine, kick rocks. Because I want to see all my people win. All of us.
Yeah.
And for all my young listeners out there, sky is the limit. If you make a mistake, don't make it fucking drown you. I've done that. And I had to learn the hard way. You can do it. Anything is possible. This is Talk with Torch. Later, y'all.